from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so I saw a highlight reel of Damian Pierce from 2022 yesterday, and it's been a while since we've seen that Damian Pierce. It's crazy to go back and watch just how impactful, physical, how explosive he was back then.
Yeah.
Like it's like watching a different human being.
No, it 100% is. And I think more and more people are kind of catching on to my philosophy on of it. And you know, we talked about this all off season, is that I think part of it might just be as simple as he needs to be back at the body weight he was when he was playing like that. Because look, it's great to experiment with your body weight a little bit, maybe be a sleeker athlete and all that, but it feels like Damian Pierce has gotten to a point now where it's like a quarterback who's lost arm strength but doesn't want to let go of it, but then they start to lose their confidence when they realize they don't have their arm strength. With Damian, he doesn't break tackles anymore. And now it's almost like he knows that he can't break tackles, and it's created a hesitancy in how he runs. But he lost all that weight, and he lost his superpower in losing that weight, but without gaining enough on the speed side to be a fast NFL running back.
That's right.
So you're just trying to be something that you're not, you know? And I don't know if this is something that you can fix in the next month or so, where you don't want to tell a guy to, hey, go gain 15 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
There's some muscle memory to it and everything. And he was like, he wasn't as lean then as he is. So he could gain some fat and it might be all right. Some guys just are better big backs. You know, at any position in football, you got to find your ideal playing weight. And this is not working for him.
He looks not working for him at all. He looks like he came back even slimmer this year than he came back last year.
Right, I know. I was kind of surprised that people were making a big deal about him losing weight this year without mentioning that, he lost weight last year too, remember?
Yeah.
And it hasn't been so hot.
You don't like this.
Right. Just get back to what was working. Be like a pitcher that goes back and watches old film. Verlander talks about this all the time. You go back and watch film from a time when it was working. What's different?
Yeah.
Oh, I was 15 pounds heavier or whatever it is with Damian.
Yep. What do you think the most likely scenario is for this weekend with Damian? That he sits on Saturday like he's a made guy.
Yeah.
Because he's been treated like a made guy this whole training camp. He didn't play in the Hall of Fame game. He's getting all the number one reps when Mixon is out. We're going to play a cut from D'Amico here or two in a second that are indicative of a guy who sees Damian Pierce as a lock to make this team. Do you see him sitting on Saturday, playing on Saturday and making the team, or playing on Saturday and being either cut or traded?
I think, and honestly, if part of what's leading to his bad decision making and everything is some kind of a knowledge that he's not breaking tackles the way he used to, I don't think that's fixed on Saturday. So if he plays, I think there's a chance he doesn't make the team.
Yeah,
I don't think they're going to see that click that they're hoping for or waiting for. Now, if he plays and doesn't play well, maybe they'll have that conversation. Maybe they have, like, I'm guessing that they've talked and thought about this, about his body weight.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, because it really is. Sometimes things are so basic. I don't know, though. Nobody thought to tell Hunter Brown to throw a sinker until Alex Bregman
until
did.
Bregman,
you know,
told
so maybe
him,
they haven't thought about
maybe
it. But it's as simple as this. Go back to what he was doing when it was working on a worse football team. And one of the biggest and most glaring things was it was a different body weight. So maybe he plays, and then that's where they realize, or he realizes, all right, well, this clearly isn't working. I got to get back to whatever my body weight was my rookie year, and maybe they'll see if that's going to work out, and they'll give him spot duty in games to see if it's working. But it's, I'm not optimistic that he's going to go out there and do anything different, because, and this is where it gets tough, and people want to make it an either-or thing. I was not happy with the run blocking at all. I was not happy with it one bit. Going back and watching it each time, I'm like, they're making, how are all these linebackers unblocked? How are there this many mental errors? Why do we have four guys trying to block two guys with two guys running free? It was bad. But even in all of that, Damian wasn't making the best decisions or taking the best route. And he's not, and he continues to not break tackles.
Here, so you think he plays on Saturday?
I do think he plays, yeah. And I'm not optimistic playing about it. Maybe I hope to be proven dramatically wrong, but
I do too.
If they don't play him at all, then I'll be, if he doesn't play at all and then he makes the team, I'm going to be disappointed in the Texans.
Like, I think
they're going to make the same mistake they made at the beginning of last year. Like, frankly, they're Jose Abreu-ing it if they do that. They're not acknowledging what they're seeing with their eyes.
We've had people make that comparison. That's a good comparison. Here was D'Amico Ryans. This was during the spring program. This is during either OTAs or minicamp, about Damian Pierce being a 1-2 punch with Joe Mixon.
I see Damian having a very clear headspace as we're out working, and I think that will allow him to have a really productive year this year. And he has he has everything it takes, right, to be a really good running back for us, and I think having him and Joe as a 1-2 punch would be very beneficial for us all.
Okay, so 1-2 punch. So that was back in the spring. This is from, this cut you're about to hear is from 2 weeks ago when they were in Ohio and Steve Weich and Brian Baldinger were at practice with the Texans, and they sat down with D'Amico Ryans, and Baldinger was kind of gushing about how Damian looked in practice, and here was D'Amico's reaction to that.
Damian has done a great job since the spring. I just see a guy who has a clear mind, fast feet. He's playing decisive, right? I mean, he's explosive. So you're back to seeing that rookie Damian who can gain a lot of yards for us, and he has a physical mindset to him that I really love. Love how he finishes the runs. I'm excited to see him, you know, play on Friday to see, so everyone can see, right?
Right.
This new/old Damian, how he was his rookie year.
What have I told you over and over again about training camp? It lies. Like, training camp practice, it lies all the time. Particularly, it favors speed and things like that, but you completely remove the genuinely physical element of it. So, Damian Pierce's calling card, the physicality and all of that. And looking back on it now, I feel kind of dumb for not seeing this and thinking about it or realizing at the time. Even when they were in, you know, pads but not tackling, Damian was on the ground a lot.
Yeah.
He'd get somebody to lay a shoulder into him and he'd be on the ground. And so when you add the actual genuinely physical element of it, because I was in that same boat. I thought Damian looked really good, but training camp lies. And we all get, and it's one of the biggest blind spots you have when you're watching training camp practices, is that even as you're consciously telling yourself, yeah, but this isn't for real, it's hard not to notice the positive things.
Yeah.
But Damian's calling card was breaking tackles, and he just has not demonstrated any ability to do it, and it's come to light in actual tackle football, I think.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
This, to me, is the most fascinating thing about Saturday's game. There's not a lot that's fascinating about the last preseason game other than the positional battles for spots 45 through 53 in the practice squad. And those are fun, especially on a team like this, because there's good players on this team that aren't going to make the team. Like, yeah. It's really intriguing. This is the most intriguing thing right now. Is Dameon Pierce going to play? And I'm with you. If he doesn't play, then, boy, is he getting a pass.
Well, yeah.
B, if he does play, like, is this the last we've seen of Dameon Pierce as a Texan?
It's the second year in a row that they would have gone into the season. They did this last year. They clung on to it. Remember, it was relatively early in the season. I told you Devin Singletary is going to be the main running back on this team.
You did.
And they continued to just make Dameon the guy, make Dameon the guy. You can't do that 2 years in a row. You can't go into the season thinking, this is the one part where, again, and this is not like a criticism of them and how they do their jobs in total, but every person, no matter how smart they are, have blind spots. They all do. And in a good football organization, hopefully you have a GM and a head coach where they can see each other's blind spots and they kind of cover for each other that way. And if Dameon goes in and he's the backup running back, I think this is a situation where both D'Amico and Nick might have a blind spot for Dameon Pierce.
Dameon. Yeah.
And there needs to be somebody else in the organization that's like, hey, listen, guys, we got to see this for what it is right now.
Well, here's the other thing. And I think you'll agree with me on this one, because you and I were sitting next to each other and both pointed this out and said, ooh, when we were in the press box. The one rationalization you could have in keeping Dameon Pierce on the roster would be kick return. The one time he returned a kick on Saturday, he paused and stopped when he got to all the bodies there.
He looked like Daniel Jones going into that slide.
Where
he didn't know whether to slide or throw his shoulder or whatever.
He
just kind of limped into it.
He just slowed down. Yeah. And the other thing about the kick returning too, if this is what the kick return is going to be this year, this new format, I don't know that Damian's style is conducive to this. Dameon even said last year when he was on the postgame show with me and Clint after the Cleveland game where he returned that kick 100 yards for a touchdown, he said, I like this because the kickoff feels a lot more like the style of running that I'm good at, where you just, man, there's a hole, just north-south, boom, go. This is a lot more like, this is closer to like a zone blocking thing going on there.
And that's the other thing where he's had a path blocked for him, like in the game the other night. It's, the one shotgun run they had down in the red zone, it wasn't a beautiful hole. Like, Kenyon Green didn't do a great job of kicking out the defensive end. The defensive end was able to kind of two-gap him on it. But there was a hole there, and he didn't hit it. Dameon tried to bounce it out. And again, I think Cam Akers might have been able to bounce it out. Other running backs could have. But Damian's not fast enough to bounce that out. He's got to hit the hole there. When they were backed up on the goal line, there was some really bad blocking on that play. And yet, he also didn't take the right. If he'd hit it hard, he had a lane. He could have gotten positive yardage out of that play. But the reason that Blake Fisher whiffed and the fullback both whiffed, those guys were able to make contact. Well, Blake Fisher's guy was able to make contact right at the goal line because Dameon just wasn't hitting it as hard as he could have.
Yep.
So it was bad blocking, yes, but where he should have really been hitting it and where there was a clear path, he wasn't doing it with the ferocity that he should have.
Seth talking about getting distracted in Walmart. This is a text message. And his wife texting him, what's taking so long? Most relatable segment on sports radio.
To be clear, she'll usually text, are you okay?
Yeah.
She's not nagging me. I think she's genuinely concerned if
about
I'm
you.
Okay. Yeah.
Wheatstraw brings up a good recommendation here. Order curbside at Walmart. It'll keep you from getting distracted. You might enjoy it.
We do. I do. Like, it's like sometimes I just got to go into the store.
Yeah.
I like going to, if I've got a, usually what I do is I show up at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I go to a big box store,
and there's nobody there.
Yeah. Oh. Well, except you got to compete with those the actual shoppers for the curbside.
And
they're good at picking out the strawberries. You gotta.
Yeah, they're gonna take all the
yeah.
good ones.
So I do all my shopping. I try to do it in one fell swoop. Whichever store I have to go to, I do it like at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. If I'm going to HEB, 6 a.m. Well, they don't open until 7, I think, but whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Open.
Earliest you can get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, when I was talking about being a Depends model.
Yeah.
I don't know why Brandy would text this. This is making money for the family. OMG, Depends model. What the hell is wrong with you?
She's
laughing,
the best.
Crying emoji.
She's the best.
Yeah.
clearly. I mean, she's awesome, but clearly she's not into money.
Okay, yeah. Apparently she's ashamed of her Depends model husband.
Something Brandy doesn't like. So, capitalism.
Sorry if you can't brag about that to your friends.
No kidding.
It's paying for the lunch. Yeah.
That would be great. She's the Depends queen. That's it, man.
She just started conspicuously working it into conversations because she was so proud of
the first lady of Depends.
She was like asking for help at the drugstore when she doesn't even know. She'd be like, "Oh, I got distracted because I didn't realize it was right there. I was looking. See, that's my husband.
That's my husband.
Depends,
yes.
Imagine that.
All right. Wide receiver drama in the NFL. Man, Justin Jefferson's contract is killing these teams. We got updates on the three. Big wide receiver soap operas going on right now. We will update you on that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.